minimum of an hour. Big minimum of an hour, hour and a half. Because when the thruway gets bad, coming back down into Harriman and then working Harriman through into Woodbury, it's like, because it goes from, you know, like 6 lanes to 5 lanes, and then it goes down to 3 lanes, and if you got all that stuff pulling together, it just naturally slows down. And then you throw a little something else in the mix, and it gets horrible. You always got to be very careful about that part of the thruway, because it's just funneling massive amounts of traffic down into 3 lanes. And to Pickney and Mobile. We must have doubled at the beginning of this, because it sounded as if I came in the middle. Alright, so, what did you say? I was talking about how I had to be in Manhattan at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Did you hear that? No, you must have been talking under me. Must have. Yeah, I've got my nephew's wife gave birth. We've got the bris tomorrow morning. So it's services at 7 and the bris at 7:30. Up in the 90s in Manhattan. And all of a sudden, I'm down to below 20.
Say it. I'm not that far behind you.
Wonder what in the world is causing this.
I have no idea. No idea. But, your traffic on the thruway can get sketchy. Sunday nights are always a bad time to come back through there, so we were hedging our bet to come back that late anyway, but you're still 2.5 hours, you know, 2 hours and change up. You figure 7 o'clock probably wasn't going to be terrible, but good thing we sidestepped it.
You would think that this weekend wouldn't have been too bad because a lot of the people who go upstate for the weekend, that season is coming to an end.
Not at all. Not at all. Every other vehicle on the road had at least one canoe on it.
Okay. So I guess it's still upstate. Destinations are plentiful. You know, pretty soon it's going to be just the avid hunters.
I think bird season already opened up because when we were hiking the mountain, I heard shotguns. So, I don't know, maybe it was bird season already up there.
Maybe. Who knows? I don't pay attention to hunting seasons because they don't hunt.
Maybe Skeevy will clue us in when he shows his face.
And I was thinking that this slowdown may have been due to the construction at the interchange, but it opened up a little bit in the trench, so I don't know what's going on.
Do not know. It's a mystery to me.
So which car did you take up? Oh, and do you have the rental, or have you gotten Wendy's car back?
We took the rental. We took the rental. Threw 1,000 miles on the rental.
Well, if you got unlimited mileage, why not? Because you're going to pay for the gas no matter what.
And it wasn't horrible on gas. It was probably about even with when we took the Avenger up. So it's just that it wasn't, I don't know, it was more like driving a truck than a car, so. But it did what it had to do.
I forgot, what is the rental?
The Arcadia LX something or another with all the stupid bells and whistles. It's got the crash detection, the lane assist, the this, the that, the other thing. Oh my God. You're driving every 2 seconds, something is beeping, booping, or making noise, or telling you that you're drifting out of your lane, or you're getting too close to the guy in front of you, or whatever. Okay. Keeps your weight. Yeah, I guess it does. Probably was a real pain in the neck when you were in the bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Oh, speed's under 20 miles an hour for the system's shut off. Over 20 miles an hour, the, I guess it's ranging radar, will kick in, and if it senses something, you know, depending upon your speed, if it senses something of specific distance, minimal distance away, or maximal distance away, the system comes online, and then you get the little green light, and then if you get too close for your traveling speed to the thing in front of you, the red light lights up, and if you don't do anything at all after the red light comes, I guess you now get into a closer situation. It starts beeping and flashing and doing all this other stuff. I never did try to see if maybe it activated the brakes or anything, so. And when you're on cruise control, it didn't disengage the cruise control if you came up on somebody, so. I guess there were still some things that they could add to it to make it even more annoying.
Well, the way some people drive, it would be a pleasure to have that in their cars. Because I hate when people are so close that I can't see their bumpers in my mirrors.
Yeah, well, it would definitely be making noise at that point. And then the lane assist gives you a little three beep 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 whenever you know drift out of your lane or get too close to the white lines or whatever, and it. That's another little annoying feature, but I guess after being in the car for all that time, you kind of get used to it and almost rely on it. It's like, that's bad, because now you're relying on the technology of the car.
10-2-ZEP on the crossover. Yeah, well, the new car has the backup assist and it has the backup camera. I kind of like the backup camera. The assist I can do without, because I can see when I'm getting too close.
Well, the camera's pretty cool. This also has the camera, and then it's got the detection that beeps like a Geiger counter or whatever. When you get closer and closer and closer, it goes from yellow to red to solid, like that. That's interesting. It's, you know, definitely an assist, but the cute thing is, when it was raining on, what was it, Thursday? And when it was raining, the camera gets wet, and it's like, now you're looking at just water droplets stuck on the camera. I'm like, well, that wasn't a real good move, putting the camera where you put it.
I don't know if I've used that car in a backup mode when it was raining yet. I don't know how well protected the camera is as far as rainwater. But that's when, if you got to get into a tight spot, the backup assist is good, because that is a radar or a sonar. I don't know which technology they're using. That's what those discs on the back bumper are.
Probably some type of sonar, but yeah, the backup assist is cute. And no, well, I'm not talking about when it was just sitting in the rain. I'm talking about when you're driving in the rain and the car kicks up that mist and stuff and from itself, and it just gets all misty back there. And if you've got enough mist and water and moisture to make you need to use your rear wiper blade, then that's the same amount of mist and water and moisture that's all over the camera, which is underneath the liftgate license plate light, you know, by the handle stuff, kind of like where everybody else puts them. But it's just like, I never noticed it because I never had one before that, you know, after you've been driving in the rain and you go to back up, that the camera's got water spots all over it.
As I said, I haven't been in that circumstance with the new car, so I honestly don't know how it's going to react, but it would come in handy in very tight parking spaces. I have used it to get into a tight spot. It was nice having it.
Well, when I drove into the San Gennaro Feast and I parked on the street, it worked nice because I was able to, you know, see how nice and snuggy. I was able to snuggle into the car behind me.
Yeah, I guess you would have enjoyed it there. Yep.
Yeah, it only, you know, it's only backup. It's, I don't have anything with the sides and the, you know, turns its own wheels and parallel parks itself or any of that other nonsense. But my daughter thought that the features were pretty cute. She says, I guess this will, because the lane assist will not make a noise if you've got your directional on. So if you're, like, changing lanes, it doesn't make the noise. But if you don't use your directional when you change lanes, it'll make the noise. She goes, so I guess that means people will start using their directionals more. I would hope so. I said, no, all that means is people will be turning the lane assist off.
Oh, you can manually turn that off?
Yeah, it's a button on the steering wheel.
Okay. By the way, I chose the Gaga. So far, it's the right choice.
Oh, we'll see. I'm just at the mouth of the Gaga now.
Yeah, I'm at the first slowdown spot on the Gaga. I may have made the wrong decision. But we'll see what happens. I'm up to the Queens Boulevard sign.
Let's see what happens. See how it goes. I guess I'm sneaking in here. I'm taking main line.
All right. As long as I don't come to a stop, I should be at least the same as you. Because after Woodhaven, I usually open up faster than you would.
Yes. His skeeviness should be here soon. And to PPN Mobile, by the way.
I'm here.
Good morning, your skeeviness, and to Zeddy P here. Take it.
Is this far down already? It's so trapped. That's a good thing. A lot of people lingering from a taste weekend.
Well, I still have a little bit of soreness in my butt cheeks from all the walking I did and the hiking. But it was definitely a good weekend. And what hunting season is open up there? Because we were hearing blasts and we assumed it was some types of birds were in open season.
Yes, fall game season's open. The game is not till later on. Well, up there it might be a little bit earlier, probably by late October.
When you say small game, are you talking flying or small game on the ground? By the way, Rich, the Gaga was the right choice. It's opened up wide now.
It's small game. Birds, rabbit, ropes, possum, stuff of that nature. But it might be open a little bit earlier up there. Probably by the end of October. What county is that, Rich?
You got me. You absolutely got me. I don't even know what county that is. I'll have to look it up. But coming back Saturday night. Yep, coming back Saturday night from Saranac, bringing the girls back to the dorm room. We took my daughter and her roommate out for dinner after our nice long hike and everything. We had to go load up on carbs at the Italian restaurant. And zipping along, you know, the back roads there on the way back to the school. And I just out of the corner of my eye, this kind of gray thing walking across the road. And I'm like, ha ha! That was a close one.
As long as you see before you hit it.
Yep. In another month, I'll be going crazy. Yeah, I think that's Schoharie County for some reason, from what I remember. Anyway, that's considered the northern zone, hunting-wise, and it's, usually breaks about 2 weeks earlier than big game in the southern zone. I don't remember where the demising line is, but that was your next question. Big game isn't until like mid-November for the southern zone, so you'll be hearing some more shooting soon. Make sure you wear red.
Calder, I've got lime green sweatshirts. I've got blaze orange vests. I think I even threw a blaze orange reflective vest into her bags when we packed her up to go to the dorm back in August. And I said, and when she passed, she says, "What's this?" I said, "Don't worry, you're going to need it at some point when you're going around walking in the woods."
Orange is considered a color. Don't shoot out, I assume.
Yeah, you'll see. Hunting season, all the locals wear some kind of red. And they got the red on the dogs and red on their cows. So red and blaze orange are the colors of choice.
Okay, you two continue having an interesting conversation. I'm doing the final slope down to the tunnel. Speak to you guys soon, and is anything clear?
Have a better day. Just turn up the cone. Lime green is person.
I don't think she's going to be doing too much woods hiking in the around that time. It's going to be pretty chilly.
Yeah, but they go at all times. They go in the snow. They go at night. They go. They don't care.
How's it going up there? Everything's going okay?
Everything's going great.
Nice weekend to be up there. It's nice down here.
Perfect up there. Peak color, beautiful during the day, and chilly at night.
Now, what's happening for us this week? We're going to get some rain tomorrow night?
Not sure. I haven't checked the forecast. My noisy spot, MTPPN.
Here, Adam. Coming down the not so great Nick Road. Traffic is, a little more busy than I thought it was going to be. They were talking like the roads were desolate already this morning, so I would imagine there's quite a few banger-inners.
Down again, there was huge traffic jams on the throughway yesterday.
From what? People coming back?
It's been just volume. I don't think there are any accidents from exit 80 all the way down to exit 12.
It's probably the early leaf watchers, apple picking, pumpkin picking, all that starting up, and they got a bunch of festivals around it, which is like the nicest time of the year up there. So, you know, why don't you go over to the Taconica?
I'm going under the overpass over here. Alright, am I coming up out of the noise? MTPN.
Yes, sir.
That'd be part of, partly what you were saying. There was a disabled bus from what I got on the highway advisory radio at somewhere near Woodbury Common. But we were talking, we're talking literally from New Paul's all the way down past Harriman, past the Ramapo interchange there, all the way down to Woodbury Common. That's how big that whole traffic jam, heavy delays, and all that other nonsense was.
Yeah, I avoid that as much as I can. I gotta go across up on top or make the Beacon Bridge and take the Taconic down. Try to avoid messes like that. It's just gonna get worse now.
Bailed. We bailed at New Paltz, took the Mid-Hudson Bridge, the Mid-Hudson Bridge over, took 9 down into 84, took 84 over into 684, 684 down into the Hutchinson, and then took the Hutchinson down and zigzagged and got my way back onto the Throgs Neck once I got down into the Bronx. And it actually probably only looked us 10 minutes off of, or 15 minutes off of our original destination, estimated time of arrival at our destination. And if we had stayed on the throughway, we probably would have lost at least an hour, hour and a half.
Yep. That thing could turn into a parking lot real quick. There's just too many cars coming down, especially down by the Tap and Zeta. You'd need a pack of lunch. when's your next time up there, do you know yet?
I don't know if we're going to be going and bringing her back for Thanksgiving, or if we're going to tell her that she should take Continental Trailways home.
Yeah, that's another heavy traffic weekend. Thanksgiving weekend. Well, thereabouts. All right. Which car did you take up?
Took the rental car. Took the rental car and put 1,000 miles on it.
Oh, okay. I went out to West Hampton on Saturday. And Cupsock Beach was closed, where I usually take the dogs. They had a big fire there a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you remember that. They had like a pavilion that went up in flames. So I don't know why they have to close the whole park, but that's what they did. They wouldn't let anybody in. So we had to head there down by West Hampton Beach and walk around. Beautiful. Summertime conditions.
We did a hike. We hiked up to the top of St. Regis, and went with my daughter and her mate, and we took the little dog, little Lily, hiked all the way up there with not a whole lot of assistance when we got to the rocks that she couldn't climb up, but she was a trooper. She was a little trooper. She's definitely probably the littlest dog that's ever been up that mountain.
Cool.
And once we were up at the top, it was, was it awesome. It was worth the hike. Definitely worth the hike up there. And there were plenty of times we were ready to turn around and go back. I think it's like 5 miles. And like the last mile, almost vertical.
How high is that mountain?
I don't know, but it's the hottest one around. I have, you can see from the campus. Yeah, okay, I don't think so. Buses, garbage trucks, give me a break. You can see it from the campus, and the fire tower up on the top of it, because it used to be used for fire spotting.
There's a popular trail with a, I remember years ago they used to have the mountain races, guys and girls running up the mountain.
Oh yeah, it's one of what, this is the big six thing. You gotta do all of the big six mountains in one day, in 24 hours, and you get some kind of like
major, I don't know, kudos. I don't know if you get a badge, whatever, but it's called the Big Six. I'm like, I don't know how anybody could do six. And that mountain was considered the smaller of the six.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we did the Tri-Mountain hike, which was Slide Mountain, which is the highest mountain in the Catskills. I think 4,200 feet. So they have three mountains here. That one's in the middle. And it was strenuous, even when I was a kid. I don't know, 17 years old, to run up and down those mountains to get a little patch you could put on your jacket.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it's supposed to be pretty cool. I'll get you the height of the mountain. Hang on a second, because I think I got it saved as a waypoint in my phone. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. NTPBN. Spot on the map doesn't give me the elevation. I'd have to bring it up on Google Maps, and then I could probably get the elevation. But it's up there. It's definitely up there, because it's the tallest thing around, short of all the Adirondack high peaks that you could see. I know that Baker is taller. A couple of the other ones that are in the vicinity got a couple of feet on it, but this one's definitely got some of the most awesome views. And to keep me on.
Give it to me, human moment. A lot of people up there.
Yeah, we passed a good number of people going up, good number of people going down, and of course there's no cell service for the first half of the hike. And at the bottom of the mountain where the parking lot is, there's no cell service down there. So when we told Wendy what time we'd be back down, we were off by almost 2 hours. So I kept trying to keep her apprised when I had cell service. And of course she had to go drive 4 miles down the road till she had a signal to receive the texts or whatever and then come back. And when we finally came down off the trail, we had just missed her by 5 minutes.
Oh, the missus didn't go. Okay. Yeah, right. Sounds like fun. It was, like I said, a summer weekend out in West Hampton. So it was busy out there. Just a lot of shoppers and pumpkin pickers, that kind of stuff. Car ran good. Nice. It was a nice ride, which I needed.
Good. If you look on the Schmacebook, you'll see Saturday I put some stuff up there, and then I think I just shared some stuff that Wendy put up. The colors and everything was so perfect. And every morning was dead calm, so anything that had a lake, you had a mirror image. It was perfect. I took a lot of early morning shots with the camera.
Yeah, it's really nice, and the pictures just don't do the justice to the actual scene. It's just incredible. Nice. All right. Like I said, it's the nicest time of the year in my book.
Yeah, and every other car that was up there had a canoe on it, and at the cabins where we were staying, there were a bunch of people from Western New York that came out that had canoes. They were canoeing and stuff all over the lakes.
Yeah, taking advantage of the scenery. It's the nicest way to do it.
Yeah, are we getting rain? Because you did say something about rain, and sunrise is kind of red this morning.
They said it was going to be cloudy today. Cloudier than yesterday. And I think I heard something about rain tomorrow. That's it. So I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll see what happens.
They were giving away horseshoes at the exhibition right by the college. You know, they had somebody, I just guess, taking the horseshoes and getting any sharp edges off of them and whatnot, and then just giving them away. My wife shows me the horseshoe, and I'm like, wow, that's really cool, except put it back in the Ziploc bag because it needs to get, like, severely power washed.
It had some residue.
Yeah, the groove where the nail holes are, it was totally caked.
Especially into the airports for them, so they can rent horses. That's nice. Very nice, also, for viewing purposes.
You got all sorts of stuff. Gauthier's on Saranac Lake has boat rentals, so you could just go over there and rent a boat and go puttering around if you don't feel like dragging yours up. I would actually, at one point, if we were going to go up there and spend some time, I would definitely drag my boat up there. The launching ramp is right in town, and I could just go zipping around the lake in my boat. My boat actually would be a pretty cool lake boat.
Yeah, they let you do motorized up there?
Yeah, Saranac is motorized. Placid, I believe Colby is also motorized. I've seen motorized boats. But then there's also lots of people with bass boats. There's a guy that had a bass boat on his front of his property with a for sale sign on it. This thing looked like Spaceship 2000 with all of the doodads and whatnot on it.
Yeah, some people are pretty serious about that stuff. So, I can imagine.
Yeah, there's lots of serious people up there. Lots of serious people.
Alright, I'm on the hunt.
Today's National Coffee Day. Happy National Coffee Day. NPPN said that.
Get some weird drivers today. Weirdness.
A bunch of places giving out free coffee. It was a craft show, local craft show, at the Saranac Civic Center, except they didn't have any big signs up directing you to the Civic Center. So we're driving around like one of these little 8x10 metal signs on a street pole, the Civic Center with an arrow. I'm like, oh, there it is. Let's go find out. The Civic Center is also the hockey arena for Pee Wee Hockey.
I got a decent spot that I'm going to take for a Monday. I'm not going to complain. All right, tough guy. I'll catch you later. AB2NQN Mobile.
All right there, Chiselchin. Look for more pitches later on. I'll catch you later. N2PPN Mobile.
N2PPN, TTPS, also mobile. What's wrong with driving a truck?
If I was hauling cargo, driving a truck would be fine. If I'm just driving up to visit my daughter at college, I don't need to be driving a truck.
I'll just buzz you on. That moved me for a while. I heard you say that comment earlier, so just figured I'd ruffle you a little bit. No, I know what you're saying. You want to be comfortable when you're with the family taking a trip like that. So, the only thing I missed would have been my personal vehicle that I don't have, would have been the work vehicle, is the view. I mean, you forget how high up you get in the car and we're close to the bridge, and it's like you can't see off the bridge. Like, I mean, a lot more, and seeing further ahead in traffic.
Yeah, I always love the ability to be able to come over the Throgs Neck Bridge and get a gander at the Cross Island Parkway. And if you're too low to the ground, you can't look off the bridge and get any kind of a view. So, but nonetheless, I mean, SUVs are all right, you know, but this thing just drove like a truck. It didn't like the turnies and the twisties. It was very stiff. It, you know, you're up there trying to maintain some kind of semblance of order, and you're going through all these switchbacks, and the vehicle just wants to keep going straight. It doesn't like being thrown into turns, so it just made it a little bit more annoying to drive. The steering was a little tight, you know, it wasn't as loose as I would have liked it to have been to be able to maneuver it around, but it still did all right. I mean, it got 27 miles to the gallon and hauled all the stuff we needed it to haul, but I'm glad it's only a rental, because I definitely wouldn't have bought one of these. All right, I gotta go run in. It's time for me to go into the shanty, so good to talk to you, Rich. Safe day. I'll speak to you a little bit later. K2 UPS. This was the N2PPN Mobile.
All right, 7-3, Rich. We'll catch you later. K2 UPS Mobile.
Hurricane Utah, or as they pronounce it, Hurricane. had about 4 days out there, and it was hot. It's a desert out there. But it was like 96, 97. Although they did say that's unusual for this time of the year. Usually it's only in the 70s, so they had the heat spells just as we were there. So, but it was a successful trip, let's put it that way.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And I have a cousin that lives in Denver, but his wife has a sister that lives in the Salt Lake City area. So, and I've been out there Utah 4 times, maybe 5 times, a while ago. But yeah, lovely, very interesting, lovely area. And so, very good. Yeah, I was. I had to have a minor operation on the 27th of June, and then I actually enjoyed the 4th of July with friends that came out from school, stayed in a local hotel, Bayville, and so even though it was rainy in the earlier part of the 4th, it cleared out, and we had a nice, good fireworks and everything. And then I felt better after the first, about after the 10th of July, I began to feel normal. I just got very tired as your body was healing and all, so only time I ever broke anything in my body bone-wise. And then I went down to see my mom August 7th for 5 days, and then I took a trip the 21st of August to West Palm Beach for 5 days. It's very hot down there, but I stayed with a friend that I hadn't seen in quite a while. You know, I had a nice time. She's a good friend, and we had some nice times going out in the area there. Very good. Back to you.
Okay, Peter. Well, that's right. I forgot you were going down to see your mom. The only other news was my wife took the technician class from Limar, the online class, and I'm happy to say she took her test on Saturday and passed. So I would expect that she'd get her license within the next week. So we got a new him joining the ranks. I'm just about ready to go into the 7-Eleven. Let me pause. I'll be back in a few minutes. W2SCT, WB2 CMF Mobile.
All right, very good, very good. And I see, of course, obviously, the Eastern Link is working well. And, fine, yes, right. All right, I'll talk to you in a few minutes when you get out. And, mine and your wife passed the technician. Congratulations to her. And I'll speak to you in a little bit. And, you get out of the 7-Eleven. Okay, W2S Mobile. Mobile is listening.
B2SCTWB2CMF.
Still here, and we got your coffee now. It is coming into the Plainview area. The computer signs were saying left and center lanes closed between 46 and 48. Up to 46 now, so that was from earlier. So, yeah, very good on your wife. You know, I had no idea she'd be interested in ham radio, and so that's great. That'll be very interesting for you. And, yeah, the trips are nice. Mom's doing fine down in North Carolina there. My sister visited her the first week. I'll do my annual Halloween visit in the next month, Halloween, actually the 31st, so that next month, so good. And so it was a nice summer. I thought it was a great summer because every weekend was dry, and you know, you had your storms. It was a Thursday, but clear out and be very nice for the every weekend, because I was gone for two of them, but unfortunately North Carolina was very stormy and rainy. The day I went down on the 7th was very nice, then it rained off and on the entire weekend, but there were spots of sunniness, but it was just not the greatest time to go. Wonder if you've heard Len. Well, Len retired, so I guess we'll hear him in the morning early late anymore. I don't know if he's running into Pete or Knopf or any of the regular crew that I haven't talked to in a while as well.
Hey, Peter. You timed out the Felton machine. I think what convinced my wife when we travel upstate, you know, you go through the mountains up in the Catskills and up there, and you don't really have cell phone coverage. You know, if you break down up there, it's pretty, you know, it may be a while before someone finds you. But you always have repeater coverage. You know, there's always a repeater that you're in range of somewhere. So I think, convinced that, okay. Just let me give a quick call to my brother, because I'm just about destinated. KB2CWZ, WB2CMF, are you out, Phil? Maybe not. He may be getting his coffee. I know he was upstate the weekend. I'm guessing he's back already. Anyway, I'm at the front door, so I'm going to say 7-3, and maybe I'll catch you on this afternoon. W2SCT, WB2CMF, I'll be claiming your final.
I'm on the western input, so I know what happened there with the east. But we're just in this little accident here. I just got to get past. For Monday morning, I guess we can do a silly accident. So that's the thing. You know, you have repeater coverage, but a lot of these areas of cell coverage, no matter what you have, can be very spotty and remote. So very good. Well, listen, I'm glad you had a nice time, and I'll maybe catch you this afternoon. Yeah, I'm coming out of school. All right, take care. W2SCT, I'm open.
Hey, 7-3, Peter. Have a nice day.
And W2SCT Mobile is listening.
W2NDC.
Son, and the Yeah, I know it's been kind of quiet. Repeaters, you know, I kind of scan around after I call and start happening. I kind of make it to some activity. Bouncing back and forth between the key and so on, probably going to get rid of the crawl. He had a good summer, retired, so I guess I haven't spoken to him in a while, for the time. Peter's will be kind of quiet, depending on the day of the week and so forth for everybody. W2SCT Mobile, and I know you have a short journey. I took a couple of quick trips down to Guam on the 7th of August. Didn't take any major trips, but down with Guam, a friend on the 21st of August. That was pretty much it for the summer. Now, back to you.
Not always as horrible,
but our plan, I think, would be to shuffle between there and somewhere in the south. Probably not Florida, but other ideas of where to go. So, places that you're familiar with, I believe. Anyway, that's about it. I'm going to jump back here and go grab some coffee. And I don't have to run to the train for once. W2SET Mobile, this is W2NDG. Have a good one, 73.
Okay, Neil, very good. Yeah, I mean, it is nice up there during the summer and, you know, in the spring and the early fall, but the winters can be nasty, a lot of snow up there. So, yeah, Myrtle Beach is a nice area. And where my mother is, Asheville, North Carolina, if you don't want Florida. But I'm going to be heading to Fort Lauderdale, I think. Despite the heat and everything, I enjoy living in shorts and sandals and being pretty relaxed. So my uncle loved it, moved to Pompano Beach, and he just loved it there. So it's right next to Fort Lauderdale. So, all right, I'll catch you later, Neil, and take care. All the best, W2SET Mobile.
Okay, very good. think so. And it just seems fine out here.